Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chillo, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, May the 4th. Be with you, 2021. Yes.
If you had I couldn't help myself. Every time I was given the day, May the 4th, be with you. I just can't help it.
And if you had a nickel for every time you say that, you could buy your own lightsaber, I suppose.
Woohoo!
What we learned today is a pretty cool little hack. You probably don't need it now with all the heat. You don't want to heat up the kitchen with all the baking necessities. But let's be real honest. At least in my house, baking usually happens around the holidays. And that revolves around ingredients that have been around since the last holiday or the holiday before that.
The last time I used baking powder was when I made Christmas cookies.
Exactly. So, you know, with flour, you can do the smell test to see if it smells kind of rancid.
And it's musty.
It's bad. But you can't really do that for other essentials, which is baking powder and baking soda. And if you don't have the best buy date available, you don't know if it's good or bad, except for this hack.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool little hack. And it involves a little bit of chemistry because you have these leveling agents, which in essence, when they're mixed with certain elements, will cause a reaction. And that reaction is the release of carbon dioxide. And that's how it makes pancakes fluffy or bread.
That's why the bread rises, all that kind of stuff.
Right. So here's for baking soda and baking powder, which are they look alike, but they're a little bit different. Baking soda is actually sodium bicarbonate. It's 100% base. And if you were to add a little bit of acid, such as white vinegar,
our friend white vinegar,
it will have that chemical reaction of bubbles, and you would know that the ingredients are still good. So for baking soda, take half a teaspoon of baking soda, mix it with 3 tablespoons of white vinegar. If it starts gurgling and burbling, you're good with that baking soda.
Cool.
Baking powder is a little bit different. It actually has the acid and base already included.
Right.
All it needs is the communicator, the
you mix them together. So if you put them in water, that activates both of them, and they'll have that same chemical reaction, and you'll see bubbles.
Yeah.
So bubbles for baking powder, baking soda, use a little bit of vinegar, and you can tell if it's still good.
Yes, half a teaspoon of the powder versus 3 tablespoons of whatever, the water or the vinegar, and that's how you can test. So we found out the most popular names for 2021 so far. They're quite unique in a sense of people that are from older generations. They found the most popular, according to NameBerry, they say the most popular names for 2021 so far, top 5 for girls, Luna, Maeve. Aurora, Isla, I-S-L-A, and Aurelia, which is an Italian name. Now, for boys, it's Silas, Atticus, Arlo, Theodore, and Finn. Those are the most popular names. Of course, a baby center, they have a different list. They have Olivia, Emma, Amelia, Ava, and Sophia for girls, and Noah, Liam, Oliver, Elijah, and Lucas for boys.
One thing I learned is that the new generation right now, the kids that are born today, they're calling them Generation Alpha.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like with hurricane names. They ran out of letters and now
the Greek alphabet, right?
Going to the Greek alphabet. It's interesting to point out, though, that is in trying to get a unique name for a child born today, that we're going to have so many unique names it won't be unique when they go through school. So if you're really, truly wanting a unique name, possibly look at names that won't be as popular in the next 20 years. And this is according to the Social Security Administration. Aiden, Ethan, Abigail, Avery, Chloe, David, Logan, and Elizabeth are all expected to drop out of the top 1,000 names in the next 20 years.
There's a lot of Davids out there. I'm surprised David made the list, you know?
Yeah, that's true. David's, and it was kind of funny you joked about Christopher being one of the more popular ones for millennials. It was actually one of the more popular for Gen X as well. And I can tell you, going through school, there was never just one Christopher in class. One was Chris, one was Christopher, one was the Chris with the last letter of your last name, first letter of your last name type thing. Let's see. We found out that the FDA is expected to announce that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine will be approved for kids in between the ages of 12 and 15. This is after a vaccine study of over 2,200 volunteers between the ages of 12 and 15. Right. All of them that got the Pfizer vaccine for COVID, zero, Z-E-R-O, actually caught the coronavirus.
Right.
Compared to 18 who got the placebo. And they said that the side effects for kids are basically the same as they were for adults. A little bit of sight pain where you got this shot. Mm-hmm. Fever, chills, fatigue, right, especially after the second dose. Moderna is quickly on the heels of Pfizer. They say by mid-summer, they'll have their 12 through 17-year-old research completed. And the goal, the government says, is to have as young as 6 months old the option of getting the COVID vaccine.
But look at that number, those numbers right there. The kids that got the vaccine between 12 and 15, none of them got COVID. The ones that got the placebo in the test, 18 of them got COVID. So that's pretty good data right there. Pretty good.
It is good data. And in all of that, the more people vaccinated, of course, the closer we get to this herd immunity, and therefore we can get back to normal, which is what I'm really hoping we get back to.
My fingers crossed. I think herd immunity is unattainable right now.
No. Well, maybe things will change over the next 6 months. We'll hope anyways.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk about your router. Probably one thing that you didn't think was too important until you started working from home.
Right.
Not only is it now for recreation, it's now for work. And you probably, if you're having any problems of connectivity, perhaps equipment not hooking up, or the fact that you're buffering or going slow all the time, you probably want to look at your router. There's a couple things to look at. One of them is your router getting the firmware updates? And that, of course, being the security updates and everything like that. Usually you can go to an app on your phone or to actually your computer and look and see if it's happening. If it's not getting security updates, disconnect it immediately because that is leaving your system very vulnerable to hacking. And you wouldn't want that to happen.
Right.
And then the other thing is that if it is receiving the updates but not loading, you might have a very old machine that just literally can't accept the newer data that's being included. And then the other one is to actually do a speed test to see what's going on. And you don't want to have yourself hooked up to the Wi-Fi. You actually want to use one of the Cat 5 or a USB cable that hooks directly to your modem.
Plug right into it to see what you're actually getting before it's turned into Wi-Fi.
Exactly. And to see what's going on. If it's kind of funneling, going slowly, and you're paying, let's say, for 1 gigabyte.
The blazing fast.
Right. You're getting that, and you're only getting 14 megabytes per second. You got a problem. You probably need to update your router. And there's a couple ways that you can go with this. One of them is what's called the mesh networking, which I've kind of looked into. Google started this a few years ago.
Right.
But it uses, instead of one big router, it uses three or four smaller ones, and they all kind of
talk
together
to each other, but they'll spread the signal around your house a little bit better. If you have some areas in a big house where you don't pick up the signal very well, this could really help. help right here.
Yeah, if you got like a little dead zone or something, that might be a good way to go. And that's going to be the generally the cheaper way because it's kind of not the newest technology. The other one is to go the Wi-Fi 6 route, which is the latest technology, which uses a lot of 5G, which isn't as it's faster, but the signal isn't as strong. But the big thing about this is that you can actually attach more devices to the router and that it actually will allow you to have a little faster speed. So those are the things you really want to look into. Most important, moving forward, every 3 to 4 years, you should replace your router, period.
I think I'm ready. I think I'm due. I got to check it out today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. We found out that Wednesday generally is kind of the vanilla ice cream of weekdays. It's kind of in the middle. There's nothing really exciting about it other than this Cinco de Mayo is on Wednesday. But we found things that you should do, according to this article, on Wednesday. One of them I thought was interesting is to turn it on to a great day off from work.
Yeah. Don't go to work on Wednesday. And why? Well, you've probably got everything set up for the week, what your goals are and your deadlines. And when you come back on Thursday after taking a day off, you're recharged, you'll finish the week strong, and you'll be the hero at work.
I love that one. I thought this was pretty good about shopping on Wednesdays because...
Yeah, that's when the store ads come out, like the grocery store ads come out on a Wednesday usually.
Yeah, usually they come out. Some of them do. And also, not a lot of people are shopping on the weekdays, so you got the whole store to yourself, and you have the pick of the litter when you're talking about new stuff arriving at stores. Generally, grocery stores receive shipments early in the week.
So you get first pick of the fresh stuff. I like that.
Yeah. And then travel experts generally agree that Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays are the cheapest days to fly. Wednesday, a lot of people don't fly at all. So not only can you possibly get a cheaper plane ticket, you might actually get a roadie yourself.
Yeah, baby.
And then they say for a wedding, believe it or not, Wednesday is the luckiest day of the week to marry.
And lucky, it's also probably one of the least expensive. All the venues are probably open and perhaps discounted. And if you need a photographer and a DJ and all that, they're probably not working.
Yeah, they're twiddling their thumbs in the middle of the week. They work on the weekend. So those are things to do on a Wednesday. And then finally, with Mother's Day coming up here, it is hard to come up with something that's meaningful that you write and then you include in a card to mom. In fact, it could be kind of a stressor. So we have some ways some inspiration to get your creative juices flowing. And you need to start with a theme. So here's some for you. Think about a funny memory with mom. Maybe an experience you shared with mom recently or in the past, or maybe in the qualities you love most about her.
Right.
A happy memory from when you were a kid. Or if maybe she's a stepmom or a newer mom that's into to your family, maybe a hobby or an activity or even a movie franchise they love.
No, that's a great – those are really good thought starters right there. A funny activity, maybe embarrassing one that you could bring up and just to bring a smile on her face, and she will love it.
Yeah, and that, of course, will mean you speak from the heart. You really can't go wrong, right?
That's right. That's right.
So there is our show for Thursday, May the 4th. Be with you. Last time we do it, 2021. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10, 98.5 KTK, and on the Odyssey app.
Hey, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get your shot. That's the words of Dolly Parton. I'm still wearing the mask, and remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.